Okay, today's daf is Tamura daf Hey. Tamura daf Hey. We are on Dalet Amud Beis, and yes, we are here. We are in the sugya of Yavin Mahani, Yilav Lo Mahani. We've been waiting years and years to get here, and Baruch Hashem, now we are in the beginning of Tamura, one of the world-famous Shas sugyas of, if I do something that the Torah says is aser, does it have any effect or not? Now, today is the daf. Related to that sugya, and we get to speak about 20 different topics in, not 20, about 15 different topics in Shas that relate to this issue, and the Rishonim, if we didn't have enough, bring in other cases as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, five lines up from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Abaya, Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Lo Sevid in Ovid Mahani. Abaya holds that if the Torah tells you not to do something, and I did it anyway, it has an effect. Meaning against what the Torah would rather have, but it has an effect. The Isak, what is it? What does it mean to have an effect? So we'll have to see all the cases brought up. Just to mention one now, just to give an example, to get us to the sugya, the Gemara is going to bring up later. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, if a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, does that marriage work? The Torah says not to do it, and it works. So that'll bring a riot to one and a kash on the other. We'll have to see what each shita does with every case. But that's an example. The Torah says not to do something and it works. What about a case, which we'll talk about, Beth Hashem, maybe tomorrow, and not so much today, and that is, what if I shech something on Shabbos? Does the shita work or not? So again, the Torah says not to do it, and yet we know it's a good shita. I mean, it might be problematic for Shabbos reasons, because it's a Maisa Shabbos. But in terms of the, is it considered Shachut? Is it Tamei Mishum Nevela? It's called a Maisa Shechita. And there also, what do you mean? The Torah says not to do it. How could it be good? But on the other hand, if I go over to my sister and give her a ring and say, how are you, Mekudesh Azli? It doesn't work. Right? So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. So each case, you might say, oh, this is the Svar, this is why not, Chayvi Krisis, this and that. But either way, this is the issue brought up in the Gemara. So Abaya holds, if the Torah says, call Milsa de Amar Rachmana Lo Sevid, get anything that the Torah says don't do, im avid mahani. If I do it anyway, it helps. What's Abaya Svara? The Yisalka Daitach Lo Mahani, am I lucky? Because if I didn't do anything, if I didn't accomplish anything, why would I get Malkus? Abaya holds, you can't get Malkus if you didn't accomplish anything. And therefore, in all the cases that I do an Avera, I get Malkus, so it must be I accomplished something. So that's his Raya of an Ovid Mahani. If you don't get Malkus in a certain case, that could be a Raya that you didn't accomplish anything. We'll have to see, that's going to come up also in the Gemara. But Abaya always goes, you must have accomplished something. This relates to something we discussed, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and that is, there's another machlokas between Abaya and Rava, the end of Maseches Kiddushin, if I go over to a Chayvi Krisus, and I'm Mikadesh them, not Boel. If somebody's Mikadesh Chayvi Krisus, is that an Avera or not? That's a machlokas Rishonim. But that machlokas Rishonim, the Chinuch says yes, it's an Avera, and other, the Ritva quotes day is that no. That also might relate to this, does relate to this machlokas, whether you accomplish something or not. So that is Abaya Shita, Mahani. Rava Amar, Lo Mahani Midi. Rava says, no way, it does not help, meaning nothing is, it could be possible that nothing is accomplished. Lo lahani midi. Vahai delaki mishum da'avar amemra derachmanahu. And the reason one might get Malkus is because you violated what the Torah wanted you to do. You tried. Just trying to do something that the Torah says is usur, even if it's not going to have an effect, that is going to be a problem. Right? That is the shita of Rava. Well, one might say similar to Adam Zomerman. You tried to do something. Right, you didn't accomplish it, but you're still going to get punished because of what you tried to do. So that might be somewhat of a model that you might argue and say, no, you did accomplish something there. You prosecuted them. You got them labeled as the Yad Gemara Din. That right? That might be accomplishing something. You didn't fulfill the punishment. Right, Kasher Asa, that might be an idea, unless you say it's something different. It's about a new chal shame in the Gavra, shame eid zomim. But anyway, that might be an example of people who try to accomplish something, like Rava says, and they're still going to get punished without accomplishing anything. Rabbi Chanan has an important ha'ara, which has come up in the past, but never in this sugya, because here it is. Rabbi Chanan says in Siman Ayin Vav, in Kovetz Ha'aris, that there are two kinds of actions in halacha. Two kinds of effects brought about by actions in halacha. There are actions, says Rabbi Chanan, that I directly accomplish, and there are action, and there are effects that I do an action, and that Hashem accomplishes, so to speak, the effect. Hine, b'chol ha'dvarim ha'na'asim ha'idei adam, yeshnam shnei ofanim. And maybe we'll have a Ian Shear about this tonight. I'm not exactly sure about the topic yet, but we'll put out the email. There are two types of actions that a person can accomplish. Number one, number one, where the chalos hadin happens through the action of a person. Marriage. A man is the Makadesh, a man is the Megaresh, a man is the Kone, a man is the Makne. Any type of transactions, that is one type of action. Shaha Adam hu Poel is Chalos Adin. Man is the Poel. Number two, Hecha Shaha Maisa Ba'atzma, Bilo Koacha Adam, Poel is Chalos Adin. I do the action, but it's the action that causes the effect to occur, but not the person. If there's a disconnect between the person and the effect. Kimo b'shchita d'materis, like shchita. What, I'm the matir by shchita? I have control? No, I don't have control. I perform the physical act of shchita. The act of shchita itself is matir the animal. Memeila it's mutter. Once this reality is created, then memeila, I create the reality. But once the reality is created, then memeila, the halachic effect kicks in by itself. After bina koach gavra, fine, the shechita, you need to do the physical act. Mikomakom ha adam einu hamatir. Ela hashechita atzma materes im naasis kihilchasa. V'nafgamina tuva mishdeofanim elu. Rabbi Chanan quotes at least seven nafgamina between these two types of actions. Right? Could you make a tanai? Somebody make a tanai. You can only make a tanai on type 1, not type 2. Because tanai reflects bilus. I can only make a kiddushin on something that I have the bilum on. So I can make a tanai on a kiddushin, or on a gerushin, or on a kinyan. You can't make a tanai on a shechita. The shechita should only be good if it snows tomorrow. You can't do that. You can't make that. It's a shechita. It's a shechita. Right? It's out of my control. Same thing. You might shlichus. Shlichus and tanai always go together. So also, can one make a shliach? So that also would be a nafkamina. Could one be kovei azman? This should only have an effect in 30 days from now. So if it's my control, so then you would say you could delay it. Lachar shloshim yom. Mashenken, if it's a shchita or it's a chalitza, this heter of chalitza, which is type 2 action, should only work lachar lamed yom. One can't do that. Can one, continues the kovetz haaretz? Can one aser dover she'enu shelo? If it's out of my control. So says Rabbi Chanan also, if we're talking about action one, so then it's possible to talk about. If there's an action in your control, it's possible to talk about. But if it's a question of, correct. Within action type one, you could talk about a chilek between shalo or eno shalo. But in the second type of action, it doesn't make a difference. Like basa b'chalef, if I cook somebody's meat and milk, therefore it's not treif. Of course it's treif. Because that's a mitzias created, and it happens by mela. If I shech somebody's animal, right, it's not dead. It is dead. Is that kosher? It is kosher if I shechted it properly. So again, all these cases. But what is the nafkamina is important for us? Yavin mahani, yavin lo mahani. Says Rabbi Chanan, that whole discussion, yavin lo mahani, lo shayach hach klala elahecha shahadin nifal al yidei koach ha'adam. It's only if the person accomplishes type one. Type one is the discussion between Abaye and Rav and our Gemara. If you're in control, then you could talk about the Torah might prevent it from happening. Kagon, some of the examples that we're going to have today. Bez Hashem, Ba'onei Shagirish, a rapist, a Ma'anes, who divorces his wife, which is an Issa Daraisa. Lo'yuchal Shachal Kol Yamav. U'mekadesh Chai Ve'lavin, the example we gave before. V'torei Minarala Yafa. I take off bad Shruma instead of good Shruma. All Yisurei Daraisa. So those are all, I am creating the chalos. Aval b'shchita, shahekshar nasa me'elav, lo shayach lomar yavid lo mahani. But by shchita, it's not shayach. Right? He says this to answer the question of the Rishonim en Achronim on Tosfos in Masechet, on the Mishnah in Masechet Chulin. Tosfos asks the question, why does the Mishnah in Chulin say, if I shechel on Shabbos Yom Kippur, shchita so ksheira, what about yavid lo mahani? So the Achronim asks, so Rabbi Chanan says the answer is, because that's a type 2 type of action, not a type 1. And that's why that sugya doesn't apply. Yavala Mahani doesn't apply to type 2, because it works. It worked, it worked. Right, that's what the Achronim discuss on the Gemara. There are others, but this is a very important Kovetz Aris. Rabbi Chanan, Simen Ayin Vav, Os Aleph through Dalad. He talks about Chalitza also. Goes through that whole Simen Ayin Vav, relating to Yevamos Ptav Kuf Dalad in Perak Mitzvah Chalitza. Okay, so that gets us started. Relating to this sugya of Abaye and Rava, Abaye again says, I ovid mahani, because otherwise, why would you get Malkus? Rava says, you have a low mahani, because you could get Malkus for just going against what Hashem wanted you to do, even if you didn't accomplish anything. Even before we get to one of the cases in the Gemara, Tosfos brings up another case. Tosfos says, we know there's an Issa Daraisa in Sefer Shmos called Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. I'm not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach while I have Chametz in my house. What happens if I did? If I did, so says the Torah. The Torah says it does not passel the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is still kosher, but you violated Nisa Daraisa. Right, that is, the Chinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Sam Peites. Mitzvah Peites at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. Shlo nichshchot se haPesach bar ba'asar ben Nisan ba'ocha yechametz b'rishuseinu ashenotzienu. Interesting machlokes. We shown him whose avera is it. Who gets Malkus? The one that owns the chametz or the one that shechs? The Kohen that shechs. Thank you. So that is a discussion at the end of the Sefer Hachin affair. And this is also, I think we mentioned yesterday. Okay, I stand corrected. There are two mitzvos that have to do with being mesudar in life. Two mitzvahs yesterday about doing bikurim and truma, being mesudar, and this mitzvah the chinuch says, get a mesudar. First, get rid of your chametz. First, do what you have to do, and then do the Karban Pesach. And it's finished first, and then you got to be mesudar in life. Right? Some people say this is not halacha lemaisa, but some people, myself included, I don't like to buy my lulav and esrog until after Yom Kippur. Can't think about it. Give me Yom Kippur first. Give me Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Some people are buying it like the day after Rosh Hashanah. Some people could do that. I'm not on that level. Not like Madrega. Right? I need to finish Yom Kippur. Hopefully get up as a Shem, be Zocha to a Kapar with all of Klal Yisrael. And then after that, go be work on the lulav and esrog. I got to be mesudar. Then the Chinuch says here, in Mitzvah Peites, it's V'lotavo Mitzvah Mi Mitzvahs Inyan HaMoed Azeh B'Gvul Chaverta. Right? We shouldn't overlap mitzvahs. Okay, so there, the halacha is, V'over Aleha V'hiniach Midayto Kezayis Chametz Bershuso Mishas HaKravaso. If B'mezit, I left Chametz in my Rishus, Echad HaShochet, O Azorek, O Maktir Emurin, O Afilu Echanib Kobne Echabura, Loke. So it sounds like from the Chinuch that the owner is going to get the Malkus. That's a shayla. He didn't do a maisa. The owner. The haPesach kosher mikol makom, but the Karban Pesach is kosher. It's kosher. That's the Tosfos's question right here. Kosher on the bottom. Im kein shochet Pesach al hachametz lifsol. According to Rava, if you get Malkus for not accomplishing anything, so why do we say that your Karban Pesach? You should say that you're going to get Malkus. You didn't accomplish anything. Your Karban Pesach is pasul.
It's very good for real time.
I'm sorry. For Rabbi Chanan. Ah, so according to Rabbi Chanan, exactly. Rabbi Chanan says, Shechita is not in your control. It's type 2. Right, so again, that Svar Rabbi Chanan can answer many questions. It answers the questions of the Rishonim in Chulin, and right here. So exactly, according to Rabbi Chanan, the question wouldn't get off the ground. Tell us this quote, there's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in the Yerushalmi that says it's kosher. Okay, but either way, that's another context that Tosfos brings up. Okay, let's continue though now. Meisvei. First, again, there are a bunch of Shas topics, or just Torah topics, that are brought up here. This is the first one. Meisvei. Onesha Gireish. As we know, the halacha is, Rachmana Leslan, if somebody's ba'anis, a woman, there is a mitzvah saseh da'oraisa to marry her. And there's a mitzvah in the lo saseh that he's not allowed to divorce her. L'siya li'isha li'yucha l'shalcha kol yama. If you can have a divorcer. And we like to say, we'll talk about this in Parsha Shir B'ez Hashem also this week, not every mitzvah is one that we're supposed to try to do or want to do. Right? Nobody should ever want to do these mitzvahs. It's a situational. The Torah tells us what to do in every single situation. What if in Ma'anes divorced his wife? Onesha Gireish. So what's the halacha? So Lamaisa, we know the divorce kicked in. They are divorced. She is no longer an Eshes Ish, but he has to remarry her. as long as he's not a Kohen. Im Yisrael hu machzir vein aloka. If he is a Yisrael, then he takes back his wife. He doesn't get Malkus. And then if he's a Kohen, then he can't. There's nothing to talk about. But the Gemara says, the Gemara at this point assumes, why does he have to take her back? Be machzir hu? Because his divorce wasn't really a serious divorce. That's what the Gemara is assuming in this Hava Mina. And we'll see Tosfos in a second. It wasn't a serious divorce. It didn't really have teeth. It really didn't have an effect. So, and what does it say? If you're Yisrael, you don't get Malkus. But if you say that even if you didn't accomplish anything, you would get Malkus, and here you didn't really accomplish anything because you have to take her back anyway. So Hanami Loki, so you should get Malkus here. Even the fact that you have to remarry or quote-unquote stay married to her, tshuv to the Rava. Rava says that you can get Malkus even if you don't accomplish anything. So here you really didn't accomplish anything. Right? You have to take her back. And yet you don't get Malkus. Kashan Rava. Let's do the answer. Let's finish up and then we'll discuss. Amar Lecha, no. The reason you don't get Malkus here isn't because that you didn't accomplish anything and therefore you don't get Malkus. No, the reason you don't get Malkus here is because it's a Nita Glase. Right, that's what, and it's still possible to do that. Tosfos says the Havamin is that it wasn't Nitak. That's not the reason. That's the Maskana. Omar Lecha Shaini Hasam to Amar Kra. Kol Yamav. Your entire life, you're included in the assay of you must take her back. So kol yamav ba'amod v'hachzer. Any moment, if he divorces his wife, he has to take her back. He's still included in that state of assay. And once you do that, then you will not have violated. So therefore, one always has to take her back. That's the reason, right? That's what Rashi says on the fourth skinny line. Hilkach lo avar amimra derachmana. Say, but what's the kasha of Rabbah? Hey, he violated Meimer Drachmanis. You should at least get Malkus for that. No. You could constantly do the assay and remarry her, and then it'll come out Lamafreya that you did not violate. Because the Lamaisa, you're married to her. So therefore, it's no kasha on Rabbah. Ula Abaya. So according to Abaya, Ilav de Omer Rachmana Kol Yamav. So what do you need Kol Yamav for? According to Abaya, Abaya says, you're not going to get Malkus anyway because you didn't accomplish anything. So what's the added chiddush of Kol Yamav? Even without Kol Yamav, we understand you don't get Malkus because you didn't accomplish anything, you have to take her back. So Gemara says, no, Hava Amina, Isura Huda Avar Lei, Iboy Lehadar. Abaya might say that if the Torah just says you can't divorce her, so if you did, you did. What's over is over. No, Kamash Vlon, you have a chiyuv to take her back. Kamash Vlon, you can't just, the Torah doesn't just say, L'chachila, you shouldn't divorce her, but even if one divorces her, one has to take her back. So there are different reasons, according to Abaya and Rava, what the chiddush of the pasuk is. According to Rava, the chiddush of the pasuk is that you constantly have to, right, take her, it's a nita glase. Nita glase, and therefore, you would have thought you get Malkus, Kamash Vlon, you never violated. I'm Amid Rahman of Adiyevit. Abaya says, no, the Chiddush is that you have to take her back. Have to. Chayiv to take her back. Tosfos here discusses, and the Achronim expand on it, that this is somewhat of an amazing Havamina. Was a Havamina that wasn't really a divorce? That you didn't really accomplish anything? What, she's still an Ashes Ish at this time? That's Tosfos. Salakadai dechashta. Hadein aloke. Lamishim nitaku. Remember the Havamina wasn't because if it was nitakalase. Elamishim delomahanya gershin. To hatsarak lachzira. Avi amrit. That if you say that, right? And then he has a kasha on Rava. Tosfos asks on the second skinny line. Vim tomar. Kiva delomahanya gershin. Lachayim abar lamishim ashes ish. Afilu kodem chazara. You're going to go that far? That she's still an ashes ish? Says Tosfos, no, you don't go that far. Or a Kohen could stay married to her. Because he wasn't right, it says only Yisrael could be machzer her. But a Kohen didn't really divorce her if you had to take her back. Tosfos says you have to say you don't go that far in the understanding because there was a gerushin and a Kohen can't take her back. And it's, she's not an Ashes Ish anymore. But it is somewhat of an amazing Havamina in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Lishna Achrina, different version of the discussion of this same mitzvah. Oneshe girish im Yisrael hu machzir vein aloke v'im kohen hu loke vein o machzir. But a Kohen gets Malkus right away because there's nothing else for him to do. K'tani mihas im Yisrael hu machzir. But here it says a Yisrael can be machzir. So now we ask the other way, tiyufta on Abaya. Because according to Rava, According to Rava, it was lo mahani. You didn't accomplish anything, so therefore you have a chiyuv to take her back. According to Abaya, you accomplished something, so why don't you just say what's done is done? You did the Avera and you accomplished something. So the Gemara again says, no, shiny hasam, derachman amr, kal yama, bama v'hachzer. That's the Torah's emphasis, that even after you divorced her and you did something wrong and you accomplished something, so you have to take her back. For Rav Amar Lecha, ilo kasav rachmana kal yamav, without kal yamav, hava mina, lilki v'ladar. I would have thought that you get malchus v'ladar, because even if you have to take her back, and you somewhat didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, so you have to take her back. To havi lei, that there's still ones lav greda. Dechsev lo yichal shalcha. Ahach ikasav kra kal yamav, l'shavuye lo ones, l'lo sase shenidak lase, de'ein lo kanalav. Okay, similar discussions, period. What might come out, the chiddush of this, one second, what might come out of this, though, might be an interesting about looking at Gerishin. Gerishin is not just about the Maisa Gerishin creating your Anashas Ish. Maybe Gerishin, a lot of it is about the Heter to others. Not just the Maisa Gerishin breaking off. So one of the Achronim said something to this effect. Breaking off. Gerishin has two aspects. It has a breaking off from the previous husband and a Heter for everybody else. So this Gerishin, that might be what's going on in the Hava Mina here. This Gerishin, fine, you broke off from the husband, but you can't marry anybody else yet. Right? She has to get remarried back to this guy. So maybe in that way, it's not a Gerishin. And in that way, you didn't accomplish. Right? What's the Lushin spoken about in Maseches Gittin all over the place? Harayam Muteres the Chaladam. That's an inherent part of Gerishin. So if you didn't accomplish that, so then you really, right? Lama Davar Domeh. A Yavama, right? A Shomeris Yavam, waiting to get married. She's not an Ashes Ish, but nobody can marry her until the Yavam or the. And if you do, it's an Aveira, it's a Yavama Lashuk, right? What is her? Is it Yavama or Yavo? So at least an Isra Say. So that might be a similar idea, where a woman is not an Ashes Ish, but she's earmarked, right? She's supposed to marry a certain man, and in that way, she's still connected. Yeah. I answered it. Okay, good. Those are the best questions. Says the Gemara now. Okay, that's Onish Girish. Vahare, next discussion. Tori min arola yafeh. If I take truma from inferior truma for superior truma. I take a bad truma to give to the Kohen. Derachmana amar mikol chelbo. From all of my chelev, by the fats of my land. Chelbo in giru in lo. I have to take off from the best. Vitznan, and the Mishnah says in Trumos, ain't tarim in arola yafev im tarim, truma so truma. So you see, if you try to do something, it has an effect. Alma mahani, so you see, the Torah says, I shouldn't do something, and if I did it, it works. Tiyufta de Rava. Now the kasha on Rava, all the avalo mahani. So amalacha Rava, no. There's a pasuk. We're going to have, in the next 15 cases, every time he has a kasha on someone, they're going to say, oh, no, that case is a special pasuk. And that's why all the way at the Maskana, we're going to see B'ezrat Hashem tomorrow, the Gemara says, so what's the difference between them? You have this great lundish machokas. So they each, nobody argues. They each come up with an answer in each context. So what's the difference? That's going to be at the end. We'll see. So Amar Lecha Rava, Shani Hasam Rava says, no, that case is different. Kribi law. The Amar Rabbi law, Minan Latar, Minar Rala, Yafash, Chumas, Chuma, a special pasuk that teaches me, Chumas, Chuma, Shene, Amar, Volo, Sisu, Olav, Chait, Baharim, Chemes, Chalbo, Bimenu. Do not bear sin when you are mafresh, when you pick up the chalef from it. Im Eino Kadosh, Nasi, is Chait Lama. If you didn't accomplish anything, so what did you do wrong? What's the Chait? So says Abaye, that's why it must be here that you says Rava, you have to have accomplished something here because it calls it a sin. Mikan l'termina rala yafesha chumaso chuma. You must have accomplished something. Again, let's continue and then we'll.
Why isn't it just the other mimra derachmana?
Sorry, because that wouldn't be enough of a chait. Wouldn't keep you called a chait in the Torah. That's what the assumption is. We'll talk more about it from the Achronim soon. Ula Abaya ilav damar Rachmana velo sisu olav chait. If the Torah wouldn't have said it, hava amina hachi amar Rachmana avid mitzvah mina muvchar the ilo avid choti lo mikri kamash malan. According to Abaya, who says mahani, so I would have known mahani, but I wouldn't have known he's called a chote. There's a difference between someone who doesn't do exactly what God wants and a chote. Kamash Malan, you're even called a chote, which hashkafically, says Abaya, is a deeper and more serious definition. Okay, so maybe related to what you said even before, just to get the facts down. The Ramban counts this as a mitzvah lo sase daraisa. He says this is not just a detail in Hafrasha, like the Rambam might hold. The Ramban, in his Hosafos to the Losaseis, Mitzvah Zayin, he counts Tori min Harah al Yafa as a separate Losase Daraisa. Shenimno halavim sheyarimu min ha-maiser hanita mohem trumas maiser min harashebo. That's the context of the pasuk. Taking off trumas maiser. Avo yarimu bi Yafa o bishave. At least equal. For that, at least neutral. Other psukim like this. He says it's a separate asay daraisa, separate los asay daraisa, not included in just the mitzvah safrasha that the Rambam accounts. Two suggestions, though. Quotes the Tosfos HaRosh in Kiddushin, where this comes up, and also the Brisker Rav. We'll have one Rishon and one Achron. First, I'll read the Tosfos HaRosh. We'll go in chronological order. This Gemara appears in Kiddushin Mem Zayin as well. Ulin Tomar Liabaya. Right, he quotes there the Gemara. Imeinu Kadosh Shasias Chet Lama. V'im Tomar Liabaya to Amar Betzura Kol Midam Rachmanu Lo Sevedi Yavon Lo Mahani. According to Abaya, who says you can Yavid Mahani, it should be. Right, Josh's question. Right, you should say, what do you mean? Even if you didn't accomplish what Rava says, it wouldn't be a chait otherwise? Isn't that Rava's whole shchidish? That Avra Amimad Rachmana, even if you didn't accomplish anything? It says Tosfos HaRosh, V'yesh Lomar, De'im Eino Kadosh, Az Ein Kan Shem Truma Klal, Ka'adam HaMital Tel Tu'asa Mimakom Lamakom. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, in this context though, you really, once we say you didn't accomplish anything, you didn't do anything. What'd you do? I took some grapes off of my vine. So I called it Truma. So once we say, it's not Truma, so you just took some grapes off your vine. You didn't do anything. So that's why you have to say you accomplished something here. Because it's just a physical act that has no other effects. And therefore, it's not like you try to do a Maisa Kiddushin and she still has the ring. That's different than just moving fruit around from one side to the other. That's the Tosfos HaRosh, why Rava says you have to say something was accomplished. If you look in the Brisker Rav, same Kasha, why do you have to say... Tosfos also, by the way, asked the question here. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Im, and he quotes... quotes based on Psukim, but the Brisker Rav says, quoting his father, the Brisker Rav quotes Reb Chaim, "Dimitar min harah la yafe." Beautiful. What's the problem with taking from minatar min harah la yafe? Is it that you took the ra, or is it that you didn't take the yafe? Says Reb Chaim, the problem is that you didn't take the yafe. That's the problem. So if you formulate it like that, so then, if you took the ra, no problem. So take the yafa now. If you say, lo mahan, if you say nothing was accomplished, just take the yafa now. The fact that it's a chait and you cannot fix it means that what you did originally must have accomplished something and you cannot take the yafa now. That's Reb Chaim. Eino iser maisa hafrasha min aro, ela iser hu mashe eino torim min ayafa. Velu yitzuyar, dala achar hafrasha min aro, hayachol litram opa min ayafa, lo hebaz iser klau. Right, that's the raya, that it has to be a chait already. Because, or else, you would be able to take the yafa now and not worry that you already took from the bad. So it must be that taking from the bad did accomplish something. Good. The Shilma Kabbasar is just as mayor here that the Gemara could have also had a similar discussion, not only about ra al hayafa, but also shalom min hamukaf, which is also another parallel discussion, another Avera. This is in the bottom. The last Shimon Kubetz is on the page. He said, Milo Park, we shalom in Amukaf, Drachmana Amar Lachom in Amukaf, Im Torah Mahani, and he answers that, yeah, we would have had the same parallel, Shaklavataria Val Travayukoi. Right, the Sias Chay Lama, the same thing could have been discussed related to that. Okay, let's continue. Viter. Says the Gemara, Vahare, There's also a brisker rav on that Ramban, but we'll continue and we'll see if we come back. Vahare mi min al she'eino mino. Also hafresh min al she'eino mino. Dam rachmano kol chelev yitzhar liton chelev lazeh v'chelev lazeh. You have to give, make a hafresha on each one. One by oil, one by grapes. Give a hafresha on each one. Min al mino. Vitznan, and the Mishnah again says in Shrumos, ain't tarmin mi min al she'eino mino. V'im taram ain't truma so truma. If I take off apples for grapes, it doesn't work. That hafrasha doesn't work. So that's a case where the Torah says not to do something and it doesn't work. Amalo mahani tiyufta da baya. It's not the other way. It's a kashan abaya. Who holds mahani? Amalacha abaya. No, shiny hasam da makra. Reishisam. Reishis lazeb, reishis lazeb. It's a plural. Reishis, so you have to have reishis for each one. V'cheinam Rabbi La, reishis. So too Rabbi La says, reishis, you have to have a reishis for each one. Again, a separate pasuk. Ula Rava. So what does Rava do with that pasuk? Ilav de'amar kra. Reishisam. If the Torah wouldn't have said that word, hava amina, tirosh v'yitzhar d'chsiv behu chelev, chelev, de'interim mizeh alzeh. Aval Tirosh v'dagan. We're going to skip the Bach takes out the next two couple of lines, the next two and a half lines. Aval Tirosh v'dagan. Dechad chelev ksiv behu. Tarim mehayahai. Kaz rachmana reishis. There are two chelevs, but if you look in by Tirosh v'dagan, it says chelev Tirosh v'dagan, and then it says chelev of Yitzhar. So I might have thought that at least the one chelev with the Tirosh v'dagan could work. You have one word chelev with those two, and another word chelev with the other one. So I might have thought you can't mix and match the two. But the two types of food that share the same chelev in the Torah, you can be Torah Mizeh al Zeh. Reishi Sam, the Torah tells me no. No two foods can be shared. Period. Okay, so that takes us through Mimin al Mino. Next, Vaharei Charamim. Charamim, Baruch Hashem. Now we're familiar, right? We're only within a week and a half or so when we discuss charamim at the end of Maseches Arachin. Charamim is another mechanism how to be makdish something. I want this to be a cherem. So two types of charamim, if you remember. There's charamim that go to Bedek Abayis, and there's charamim that go to Kohanim. If you specify, so then it goes to whatever you specify. If one didn't specify, that was a machlokas tanaim. Or stam charamim lebedek abayis, or stam charamim lekohanim. If I remember, I think we pass in stam charamim lekohanim. If I remember, not 100%. But v'arei charamim damar achmona lo yimacher v'lo yigael. A cherim cannot be sold, it cannot be redeemed. Vitznan, and the Mishnah in Arachin says charmi kohanim ein lahem pidyon. There is no pidyon for charmi kohanim. Ela nosnan lekohen. It just goes automatically to a kohen. You can't be paid to them. So, and even if you try, it says ein lahem pidyon. Not only does the Torah say you can't, but it doesn't work. In lahem pidyo, meaning lo mahani. Alma lo mahani tiyufta dabaya, another kashan abaya, the Torah says you can't do it, and if you tried, it doesn't work. So amma lecha, shani hasam dam rachmana, kodesh kadashim hu, bahava yaso yehe. No, it is kodesh kadashim hu, it will always stay that way. Again, an extra pasuk teaching me that one cannot accomplish anything here, any of it, lo mahani. Again, the Brisker Rav says, and the Brisker Rav is all over Temura, the Brisker Rav says here, yesh lehistapik, why is it that chermei kohanim cannot be redeemed? Every other item, almost, in kachim can be redeemed, if it gets a mum, right, on a daraisa level. So he says, yesh lehistapik, im din de'eniftin hu din b'kedusha, she kedusha kazu d'lo shayach ala pidyon, is this a fundamental din? There are certain kachim, 90% of kachim, that can be nifta. There are some that cannot be nifta. Chayrim, Meiser, Bachar, others. O dehu chalos din miyuchad mikra delo yigael de molen bo pidyon. Or is it something external, xeris akasif, not flowing from its kedusha? It's a different type of kedusha that doesn't allow pidyon? Or is it no, it's just a separate external xeris akasif that says it's not going to work. So he says, he thinks from our Gemara, there is a raya V'hini matzino b'machrim v'chulu. Let me just try to find the line. If not, I'll just mention the chakira. Avalam din himadin be'etzem hakadusha de'ina niftin heichashayach pidyon v'kadusha limacher. So if it's in the etzem kadusha, ukmochen gabi b'char de'ino nifte hu chalos din miyucha de'lo lavi din b'kadusha so v'de'ina bas pidyon. And he quotes, I'm sorry, this is the wrong... Okay, he quotes our Gemara. He proves, if I think, that it cannot be in the Etzem HaKedusha. That's what he proved in the continuation. But anyway, that's his Chakira right here in on our daf in the beginning of Temura. Okay, that's Chakira. We continue though now. Ula Rava, hi, who? What does Rava use who for? Abai use who to teach me? Lo Mahani. But Rava always says Lo Mahani. Ula Rava, hi, who? Lemuti Bechar is to exclude Bechar. What do you mean? Detanya. Bibachar ne'emar lo sifte v'nimkar hu. Bechar cannot be nifte, but it can be sold. Right? It can't be pode abachar. Rashi on top. Sheina bayam yichon liftoso. Bayam can't be pode abachar. V'linhog bo minhag chulin. Kegon giza va'avoda. And you can't be pode to be noiget minhag chulin. Like by shearing it and by working it. The Rishash is bothered by that Rashi because that's by every carbon. Unique by Bechar. Any, even Psuli HaMakdashim. You can never be Gozeis V'Oved. Bechar, you could be Poden and do anything. Right? If it's, if you're a demit and it's automatic. Anyway, but that would have been the Havamina. Anyways, the Rishash is bothered, so got to give an answer to that. Some of the Achronim too. Rabba, Hayahu Lamuti Bechar Detani, Bechar Ne'emar Lo Sifteh. A Bechar cannot be redeemed. V'Nimkarhu, but it can be sold. Right, the Kohen, right, if he gets a mum, he can do whatever he wants with it. B'Meiser Ne'emar Lo Yigo'el V'Eino Nimkar. And by Meiser, it cannot be redeemed or sold ever. Lo Chai V'Lo Shachet, Lo Tam V'Lo Ba'Mum. Period. So that's the who. Who is saying this by a cherem or by meiser is lo yimacher, but a bechar can be who. This is, but not the bechar. Bechar can be sold if it gets a mum. Again, the second Rashi also is difficult on top. What do you mean a bechar can be sold? Rashi says shem nafol bo mum yachol amachro lekohen b'toras bechar. If it gets a mum. You can sell it to a Kohen B'Toras only in that direction. If Yisrael has a Bechar, you can sell it to a Kohen B'Toras Bechar. So if you look in the Gra changes this. He says, Lo Kohen Lo Gar Sinan. What do you mean? Once it gets a Mum, so then even a Kohen, it's Mamona Shel Kohen. He can do whatever he wants with it. Okay? Good. Next, the Hari Tmura, next try. That's why this Sugi is here, because of this one. Hari Tmura, Damar Lo Rachman Lo Yechven Lo Yomero, so Tmura, right, the Torah says twice. Do not substitute for it. Vitana, and we know the Mishnah says, Lo Shah the Marshal the Hamir, Evshim Hamir, Mumar, Vesovikas Rabbayim. So what do you see by Tmura? Iavid Mahani. Alma Mahani, Tiyufta the Rava. So you see by Tmura it helps. So Kashan Rava, who says, Lo Mahani, Amalacha, Shani Hasam, Damakra, Vayahus Maraso, Yia Kodesh. Special din. Period. Ula Abaya, Ilav. Again, there's more to talk about. We'll just try to finish each context. Ula Abaya, Ilav Damar Achman Vahu Smuraso. According to Abaya, what do you need that pasuk for? It's for sure Mahani anyway. Havamina Teitse Zuvi Tikane Zu. No, without the pasuk, I would have thought it works. You're right, it works. But that means it's switched. The new one becomes Kaddish and the old one is not. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. We say that they're both Kaddish. The Achronim discuss. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? By two, it's the first pasuk. It's not like you're like being Medayik. Oh, this word is teaching me this. It's a mefurish pasuk that says it works. What well, that's the Shimon Kabetzis this question. It knows Dalin. Tema v'chilohaya yodeya ha-pasuk v'yehus raso yekodesh. So the Shita says, you're right. It's just leading into the next question. But it's not really something that is a serious havamina. The Achronim try to explain what's the serious havamina. Yeah, we don't enough time to go into it, but the Sfasemis here asks, really, how do you explain this? He says, maybe there's a difference between who is causing the Kedusha. Is it automatic from the first animal, or is it from you? Maybe that's the difference. And conceptually, he talks about between the Havamina and the Maskana. The Havamina is that, Kibbutz Mahani, Neymar Delo Chal Kedusha Mikog Dvarav. Maybe the Havamina is that it's going from the first animal, it's just an extension. Kamash Vulan, that you are being Makdish. And the disciple here discusses it, but we're not going to go through that right now. First, we'll continue. Vari Bechar, Damar Achmana, Lo, Sifte, what about Bechar now? The Bechar says, you're not allowed to be Poded, if it's not, Yesh Lohem, Pidyon, Ulu Tmurose, and Pidyon. There is Pidyon when it comes to a Bechar, and it's Tmuris. chutz min ha-bachor u min ha-maiser. Except for bachor and maiser, that they don't have pidyom or their tmuras. If somebody has tmuras bachor, somebody tries to be memra bachor, alma lo mahani tifta davaya. Again, so you see, it doesn't work. There is no pidyom by these animals. Amar lacha, again, it's a special pasuk. Shani hazan damar kra haim pavayason yehu. Only they and not their tmuras. Ula Rava, hi haim lamali, haim craven, vein tmuras and craven. Rava also needs it. Why? Because generally tmuras are sacrificed as the karban that they were switched with. But special din, tmuras bachar is not karav. What do you do with it? So we mentioned this machlokas months ago. Tosas quez, tmuras bachar, Yisrael can eat it. Yisrael can eat tmuras bachar. If I have a bachar and I'm maimer, Yisrael can eat it. But the Rambam said, no, you also give that to a kohen. Only give that to a kohen. Because it's a chalos shein bachar, separate from whether it's going to be hukar of agabi amizbeach. There's a chalos shein bachar, and even a tmuras bachar has the chalos shein bachar, even though it's not going to be hukar on the mizbeach. Period. Ula Abaya Haisvar Minale. According to Abaya, how do I know that a Tmuras Bachar is not Hukrav? Im Shar Im Se, Lashem Hu. Lashem Kariv, Ein Tmuras Okareva. Special din. Ula Virava, Inachinami Hukra. You're right, Rava maybe also used that Pasik. Ella Haim Lamali. So what, go back to the earlier. What does he use with the previous Pasik? Limit Al Bachar O Meiser, Shenis Ari Daman, Bechal Haolin, Shekrivin Lagabeh Mizbeach. It's teaching me, Haim Lamali is saying that even if their bloods get mixed up in any other karbanis, that you can be makriv, the animals like Abayim Mizbeach. Meaning the general din of Ein Olin Mevatlin Zedzeh. All karbanis, they're not mevatel each other, and therefore if the bloods get mixed up, you have to sprinkle the blood in a certain way. Some machlokas tanam, if you remember from Zvachim, do you sprinkle the based on the animal that requires the most rikas or the less rikas, baltosif, baltigra, but either way, the animals can be hookraft. That's the ain olam of atlan zezeh. You learn it from here. Period. Via bai hai sar minole. How does a bai know that? He doesn't use it from the pasuk from Rava. Mi vilakach mi dama paru mi dama sa'ir. From the pasuk, you take from the dama paru dama sa'ir, right, avodan yom kippur, and it says you take from both, but they're mixed up already. Vahalo dama paru maruba mishel sa'ir. So what do you mean? That the pet cow has much more blood in there. So mikan lo olin shema batlin zezeh. So that's what you say. No, from here you learn that olin are not mevatel. Remember, Rabbi Huda learned something else from this, right? Min b'minu eino batel. That's what Rabbi Huda learned from this pasuk. Right, but the other sheet that the Rabbanan says, no, you learn from here that olin are not mevatlin zezeh. Titanya v'lo chamidam apar midam asair shiyemu ravin dev Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia holds that you mix up the blood, the dam par and dam sair, before you sprinkle it. And the fact that the Torah still calls it dam par and dam sair means it still retains its entity, and olin are not mevatlin zezeh. V'rava. And Rava would hold like the other Tana. He wouldn't have to know this halacha. Why? Because Hasa mazeb ifnei atzmo. The Savala Rabbi Yonasan. No, you sprinkle them before they get mixed in. He holds like the other opinion of in the Amoraim that you don't mix them up before you sprinkle. Period. Okay, that ends up with each one. What do they each do with the sources, with the psukim relating to Bechar and Timura? Okay, next context. Vahare Meiser, Dam Rachmana, Lo Yigael. Vitzanani, Ishlam, Pinyon, Tomorrow, same Chusman, Abharban, Meiser. Amalamani, Tifta, Dabaya. Same exact context, but just based, same exact parallel. But before it was Bachar, now it's Meiser. Again, the Torah says, by Meiser, Lo Yigael, and it doesn't work. Tifta, Dabaya. So Amalachash, Shiny Hasam, Dialof, ever meet Bachar, as we have many halachas, Xerah Shava, comparing Bachar and Meiser. Period. Hare Hikdima, Trumala, Bikurim. But what about what we discussed yesterday? What if you change the order? You were mafet shuma before bikurim. Yom rachmana molei aschav demachalosa acher. Anybody see anything on Rash? There was Siren Rashi yesterday. Still unclear. Molei aschav demachalosa acher. Vitnan hamakdim alfa bishubalosa say masha asa asui. And we say if you mess up the order on purpose of the shuma and bikurim, what you did. So the Torah says, what do you mean? The Torah says, you're not allowed to do it. So Amar Lecha Rava, again Rava says, Shani Hasan Damar Kram, Mikol Maaser Oseichem Tarimu. Special pasuk from all your Maaser, it's an inclusive, inclusionary word. Even this works as a hafrasha. Ula Abaya, right, or Mikol Matan Oseichem Tarimu. Ula Abaya Mibayale, Abaya needs it for the following conversation. Kedamalei Rapapali Abaya. As the Papa said, the case is, Rashi quotes from Mesechus Beitza, what if a Levi took his Maaser Rishon very early, before the Chiyuv of Truma kicked in? Right? He took his meiser very early. It's called Hikdimu Bishibolin. Hikdimu Bishibolin. The halacha is, he is Pater. You see from the Rashi quotes that go around Beitza. Vilachi Pater Mitshuma Gadola. It's Pater Mitshuma Gadola because it has to be meiser, but not meiser. You take Shumas meiser from meiser and not Shuma Gadola from meiser. A special din. If a lady takes his meiser Rishon very early. So, asked on that, Elamayata Vilachimu Bikrina Miniftar. Even if the lady takes his meiser Rishon after it was already had Gemar Malacha, maybe there too you should say he's Pater from Shuma Gadola? What's the case of Ikdimu Bishibolin where he's part of Rem Shuma Gadola, where he takes his Maaser Rishon before there was Gemar Malacha, before the processing was finished? So you might say that even after the processing was finished, they made a pile. Amar Le Noalecha, Amar Kra. This is what Abai uses the Pasuk for. Mikol Maaser Osechem, or Mikol Matan Osechem Tarimu. Which includes that you're only, a Levi is only Pater from taking off Shuma Gadola. If he took Maaser Rishon very early, only if he took it very, very early before there was a Chiyuv of Shuma Gadola. But if he took it after there was already a Chiyuv of Shuma Gadola, there was already Gemar Malacha, then he has to take off Shuma Gadola from his Maaser Rishon. So there's an inclusion and an exclusion. So why do I include the case where he took it off very late? There he has to take off Shuma Gadola and exclude where he took it off early. So Mar Ben Yisakrish Yeshdan Bchal Digun Umozi Yisak Shibalan Shein Bchal Digun, because when it has Gemar Malacha, it has shame. That's when maybe the shame Tevel kicks in, and it was ready Nidgan, and that's why you have to give Shuma Gadola. Mashenkin earlier, so there was less of a shame Tevel. Maybe there was at least a heter of Achilas Arai. So it wasn't in the same state, and once it got too late, so then one is not allowed to, one has to take off Truma Gedola. Two more lines. Right, the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. And yet we know what happens. The kid's a Chalal. Right? Meaning the marriage works. So I watch the marriage work. Kohen can't marry a Kohen Gadol, can't marry an Almana. Shiny Hacha Damar Kra Lo Yechalel Zaro. A special pasuk that says he cannot be Mechalel his Zera. Meaning, Rashi says, it says chalalim and not mamzerim. And mamzerim come from a lack of tfisas kiddushin. Chalalim come from tfisas kiddushin. So therefore it must be that there was tfisas kiddushin here. Ula Abaya. How does Abaya know that? Name akra lo yachel. My lo yichalel. Echad lo. The echad la. Not only does the child become a chalal, the woman, the mother, becomes a chalala as well. That's what's taught to me by the extra phrase. Just as a ha'ara, this is a huge topic, the relationship between Tfisas Kiddushin and Mamzerus. Maybe we'll talk about that tonight. We'll see. But either way, Rabbi Chanan has an important ha'ara. Maybe we'll see this inside. And that is, are these causes and effects of each other, or are they both simanim of something else? Tfisas Kiddushin and Mamzerus. Either way, that's an interesting topic, but we'll stop here, and we will continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, tonight is Ian Shear.